Philippians chapter number 3. Philippians chapter number 3, beginning Philippians chapter number 3 in verse 10. The Bible says that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings being made conformable unto His death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection, watch this, of the dead. Resurrection power. I'd like to preach for tonight for just a few minutes on this verse that Paul was talking about. The resurrection power of the Holy God. Resurrection is something that you do when you get up. Resurrection is something you do when you've been made alive. Resurrection is something that makes you feel good on the inside and look good on the outside. Resurrection is something that comes upon you, praise God. It's something that you can't get by yourself, but praise God, it has to come from another source. And what we need tonight is we need a resurrection power. And the only place we know that we can find that power tonight is in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one that's already resurrected. He's the one that's already got up, praise God, victorious over death and the grave. He come from a place that none of us could come from. And He come it with the power of an almighty God. Amen. He laid down His life and He might take it up again. And I'm glad I serve a God who's good at taking up lives. Amen. It's been laid down. When we lay down our life for Him, He does that miracle inside of us. That changes us from the inside out and gives us a new unction and desire from the throne of grace to realize that there's a higher power, praise God, than us. There's somebody in me tonight that's taken charge. There's somebody that's been made large, a whole lot bigger than me myself. Amen, praise God. But it's a God of heaven who reached down to where I was, came into where I am, praise God, and made me who He'd have me to be. Amen. Now, I don't know about you, I'm not perfect yet. Brother Don, I'm looking to be. Amen. That one day in a little while, I'm looking to be. Right now, I live in this mortal body. Skin and bones and blood. Amen. That's who I am. Amen. In a temple that God, praise God, this is the way He designed this to be. But praise God, I'm glad one day I'm going to get a glorified, resurrected body. Amen. What are you saying, preacher? I say, I'm looking for a new body. How about you? Hey, man, this one gets a... Hey, this time of year starts getting cold at night and cold in the morning. Hey, you start having them old aches and pains. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Hey, man, them Arthur brothers start attacking in the real way. Start realizing when the weather changes. Hey, man, my bones are better weather detection than these news media people. Hey, man, they only get it right 50% of the time. If me and you was that accurate, we'd lose our job. Amen. I tell you what, my bones is more accurate than they are. I can tell you when the barometer changes, I can tell you when it's going to get cold. Amen. Praise God. But one day, praise the Lord, I'm going to get a glorified body. But the Bible says in verse 10, Paul says it for Philippians, he said, I might know Him and the power of His resurrection. Amen. I want to know Him. And praise God. I don't want to just know Him. Amen. A lot of people, you know what's wrong with the world tonight, church? A lot of people know about Jesus. But they know who He is. I'm afraid there's a whole lot of our youngins know who He is. Amen. But they don't know Him in the free pardon of sin. They don't know Him as their Lord and Savior. They don't realize, praise God, there's one that came to this earth, amen, to be perpetuation for our sins, to be our advocate with the Father, amen, to make intercession for you and I. I hate it for people that's losing that benefit. It's a benefit to know God tonight. Amen. I believe every one of us sitting here, even these youngins are old enough, amen, to realize there's a benefit in knowing God. Because there's a benefit in knowing that we can talk to Him and He hears us from the portals of glory. Amen. And if He reaches down to where we're at, and He will take care and meet our needs. He'll help us along the way. Amen. And one day in a little while, we'll get a glorified body like unto His. Amen. And now what is that? That's a body that's non-mortal. Amen. It's not a mortal body. It ain't the achy, painy body that we have now. Amen. It's a body, praise God, it's surpassed all the pains. Amen. One that's come to a place where we don't hurt and ache no more. Praise God. We'll have the perfect body. We can run and jump and praise God. We can bow down. We can stay on our knees. We can pray as long as we want to. And it won't hurt us. Amen. We won't have to worry about somebody calling a crane to get us up when we get done praying. Amen. A lot of us would get down there and stay for an hour on our knees. Praise God, we'd have to have called tow truck to get us up. But I'm glad, praise God, they's coming today in a little while. Amen. We won't have to worry about that. We'll be able to praise Him as long as we want to, Lord. We'll be able to get on our knees before Him as long as we want to. And praise God, we'll be able to crawl around the throne of grace if we want to. Amen. We'll be all right in it. We'll have that non-mortal body. Amen. It's capable, praise God. Capable of doing those things. Capable that's already overcome death. Amen. He said, we'll be fellows, the fellowship of His sufferings. Amen. That's what we're taking on now. Suffering this old world, being made conformable unto His death. We dying out to sin, praise God. Amen? I hope we are. Amen. I hope we're dying out to sin. When God reveals sinfulness to us, shows us sinfulness in our way, in our lives, amen, we say, you know what, I ain't good. I ain't partaking of that. And we forsake the sin that so easily besets us. We go in a different direction according to the perfect will of God. Amen. So we come looking, we come seeking, we come finding that resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, by any means, I might attain the resurrection of the dead. So what Paul's saying here, praise God, he said, I'm looking, I'm just desiring, he said, I'm expecting that resurrection power of God to revive me and to stir me and to make me alive. Amen. So I guess what Paul was trying to say here, church, he said, hey, I'm not looking to be dead. He said, I've been looking to be alive. Amen. Amen. He said, I've been looking to have a stirring down in my soul. Amen. Everywhere I go and everything I do, praise God. He said, I'm alive in the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul was a pitiful looking thing, they say. He's been half crippled. He was just almost blind. Had to be led around by the hand. It wasn't much to look at, praise God. But it's amazed me, brother. Everybody wanted to see him. Amen. They wanted to see him because there was a light of shining out of Paul, praise God, that was illuminating everybody come in contact. And that light was the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And he said one day, so I'm looking for that resurrected body. So I'm looking for that resurrection power. And the only place I can find it is in Christ Jesus, my Savior. Amen. Amen. The power to illuminate his life. Praise God. To give him that he needed. Amen. Resurrection. When we go out of here, praise God. Get that new body in heaven. Amen. Now a lot of people say, well, I wonder what the kind of body it's going to be. Bible says it's going to be a body likened to the Lord's. Amen. 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 Which people say, well, you know, is it going to be this or that? Amen. He said, I don't know, but the Bible says that it's going to, we're going to be likened to the angels in heaven. Amen. Now we're not going to be angels. Amen. We're going to be men, women, praise God, like we are. Amen. You said, well, preacher, what about up there? He said, we're capable. He said, the angels we'll be like the angels. Won't be no need for reproduction up there. Amen. Because, praise God, we'll all be gathered together. We'll all be with the Lord. Amen. They won't be, but I praise God, I'm glad we won't need that because there won't be no need of, they won't be neither destruction up there either. Right. Amen. Praise God, won't we have to, praise the Lord, won't have to have no reproduction because there won't be no destruction. We'll all be together, praise God, we'll be living, praise God, living large, amen, throughout eternity, praising God, giving God glory, amen, in His very presence. Amen. I'm talking about resurrection power, praise God. The power to get up alive and forsake death. Amen. And Paul has this, and he has this new confidence. Not only will we get a new body, but we'll get a new confidence in Lord Jesus Christ because of this resurrection power that we have. Amen. I don't know about you. I have more confidence than I've ever had. I have confidence in the truth of the Word of God. Amen. Amen. I ain't got no confidence in man or mankind or the world or the government, but I've got confidence in the Word of God. Amen. I've got a new confidence. Because that resurrection power, praise God, the power that I have, amen, Lord Jesus Christ, what He has given me. It's a glorious resurrection, amen. It's a resurrection of getting up with power. It's a resurrection of realizing, praise God, of where we are now. Amen. I'm not that person I used to be. The Lord Jesus Christ saved me by His marvelous grace. He put me on a different path, praise God. Showed me a better way. Amen. Hey, you say, preacher, I ain't found that better way yet. Praise God, you get to looking for it. You'll find it if you seek it early. Amen. That's Bible. Amen. In order to find that better path, we have to seek it early. I suggest seeking it while you're young. That way you can walk in it longer. Amen. Boy, I wish I'd have started walking with God a long time ago. Amen. Praise God. I'm like a lot of you. Praise God. I put it all, try to have a family. I drew this and do that. Praise God on my own. I realize now if I'd have put the Lord first, seek Him first, kingdom of God, His righteousness first, praise God, He had added all that to me. I probably wouldn't be so bust up. Wouldn't that work so hard, Brother Bill? Amen. God would have probably blessed us more, blessed if we'd had it easier. God would have blessed us, give us that. You say, preacher, you're preaching health and wealth. No, praise God, I'm preaching a living God who promised He'd take care of us if we'd let Him. If we'd put our faith and trust Him, walk with Him, praise God, He'd show us the way. Yeah. Amen. 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 He said, my load's lighter. He said, folks, my load's lighter than yours. Won't you carry mine? He said, I'll take yours up. I'll bear your burdens, praise God. He said, you just carry my light load. Just trust in me. Amen. Keep your eyes on the Father, praise God. He said, He'll make a difference in your life. He said, you'll have a resurrection power. You'll have a glorious power in your life. Now, the glorious power we have is, it's not an earthly power. Amen? There's power on this earth. There's people that's got a lot of power. These people that have you snuffed out in just a phone call. But I'm glad there's a resurrection power. Praise God, it's not of this world. Amen. I found it on Wednesday night, 1976. Praise God. Hey, something come to my heart, changed me forever. Amen. But resurrection power gives you resurrection life. Resurrection life ain't a life from earth. Amen. Resurrection life, it's not like earth. It's a different life. Amen. If we ever try it on for size, praise God, we'll like it better. Well, you say, well, what is resurrection life? I say resurrection life is a new life in Christ Jesus. Amen. Oh, me. It means we got to change direction. So we've got to take upon us a new life. Amen. We got to quit living that life we were living, and we start living the life that Jesus would have us to live. Yeah, preacher, how to do it in resurrection power. Amen. The power of a resurrected Savior, praise God. Paul said, that's what I'm wanting. That's what I'm longing for. I'm looking for a power of the resurrection. The power to get up, praise God, and go with God. Amen. So we have a new body. We'll have that new body. Have that new confidence, praise God, that we have the power from God. That the power we have, we need, comes from heaven. But not only would we have that new body and new confidence, but praise God, we'll have new relationships. Amen. Do you realize if we ever sell out for God, live for Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we'll be a whole lot better off. Now, I've already told you, we're not going to be angels. The Bible says we'll be like angels when we get there. Amen. Praise God. We'll be glorified men and women. Do you ever think about that? Glorified means, praise God, we've overcome all the obstacles down here. We faced all the situations. We've endured all the temptations. We went through all the trials, praise God. We've endured everything, praise God, that the world and the devil would throw at us. Amen. But we persevered in Lord Jesus Christ in that resurrected power, praise God. And we come out shouting and giving God glory. Amen. Amen. I mean, hey, listen, Brother Biff, I'm going to shout and praise God down here. I'm going to be shouting and praising when I go to the portals of glory. Amen. Praise God. If I'm going to shout down here, praise God, you ain't going to stop me when I get to heaven. Amen. Because praise God, when I see them pearly gates and their throat open wide, and the Lord says, come on inside, young'un. Welcome into the promise of the Lord. Praise God. I'm going to go in jumping and shouting and praising and giving God all the glory. Amen. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm going to have that glorified body to do that. Amen. I'm going to have that new life doing that to do that. I'm going to have that new confidence, praise God, when I come into His presence. Amen. I'm going to come in with a shout. I'm afraid a lot of us fundamental independent Bible-believing Baptists are going to go in with a pout. We pout about everything else. Hello? What's going to be different? I'll tell you what's going to be different, praise God, what took place inside of us. Amen. That resurrection of to life. And it's going to have a new confidence, new body, new confidence, and a new relationship, praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We go on to that, praise God, we're going to have a new residence. Amen. Taking up our abode somewhere else in the presence of the Lord. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I don't think I really want to go because I don't want to lose my family relationships down here. Listen, I won't tell you, praise God, all of our family relationships ain't going to be lost. Hello? Amen? The Bible says that, the Bible teaches that that we'll be known as we were known. Amen? Look at 1 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Let me show you this. Let me just give you a few examples tonight, praise God. Bless your heart. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse number 12. For we know, for now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. Amen. You say, preacher, what about our loved ones when we get to heaven? Praise God. If they've been brought up in the resurrection power and resurrection of life, praise God. If they've received that new body and new confidence, praise God, there'll be a new relationship, praise God, that we can rejoice in together. Amen. I mean, we can shout and praise God together in that new relationship they'll have. The old one won't totally be lost. Amen. You know, preacher, I don't know if we'll even know each other when we get to heaven. Hogwash. The Bible, I was studying on this up at the hospital yesterday, and I got to thinking on this, and I got to looking, digging through my little New Testament, trying to find some references. Praise God, and I got to thinking about this. I want to give you a couple examples right quick. People say, well, preacher, I don't know if I'll know my family or not when I get there, praise God. You'll know them as you're known, praise God. In Matthew chapter 22, verse 31 through 32, the Bible talks about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Amen. They were living in existence as individuals. Amen. By those names. Look at Matthew chapter 22. Matthew chapter 22, verse 31. He said, now he's dealing with the resurrection, right? He's dealing with the Sadducees. But they were Sadducees because they didn't believe in the resurrection. Amen. That would make me sad too. It ought to make you sad too if you don't have a resurrection life. If this is all you got. God help your soul. If we had hope only in this world, we'd be of all men most miserable. But praise God, I got a help and a hope that's out of this world. Amen. And he's talking about this relationship. He's talking about the relationship between husbands and wives, and then they're trying to throw the Lord a curve. The Sadducees don't even believe in the resurrection anyway. And they said, well, so they was a fella, had a wife, and he was, now he's referring back to the Levitical priesthood. He said, well, this fella died, and so she married another brother, and then he said, all seven had her. And so I can just see them snickering to themselves, looking around like they thought they'd really had something. And now you got to remember, they were talking to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The all-knowing Son of God, the Creator of the world. Amen. The designer of men's thinking. He knew they were going to go here before they ever went there. Let me just throw it in there. Think about that a minute. In our lives tonight, children, he knows we're going there before we ever go there. Why? Because you say, preacher, how do you know that? Because the Bible says he knows the thought and intents of our heart. Amen. What we intend to do before we do them. And say, ain't you glad for that? Because then the Holy Ghost intervenes and he says, you know what? You don't need to go there. Boy, it'd be a whole lot prettier over here. Amen. Praise God. A lot of times we go ahead and jump the fence anyway and get over on the other side because it's a little greener. Then you find out the only reason it's greener there is because it's growing over a septic tank. Amen. Ain't fit to eat when you get there. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God of heaven knows exactly where we're at. But he gets down here in verse 30. He says, for in the resurrection they neither marry nor given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven. He didn't say they were angels in God in heaven. You're not going to go there and get you a halo and a little wing. Sorry, Harmony. Amen. You're going to be content about what you got, praise God. You're going to get that glorified body like unto the Lord's. Amen. But he goes in and says, but as touching the resurrection of the dead, have you not read that which is spoken to you by God? He said that they err. They don't know. They don't understand the Word of God. That's why we get this stuff mixed up, because we don't understand God. We don't understand God's Word. We don't listen to what God's telling us. He's speaking to us in volume of the book. We just don't listen. Amen. He said, I am the God of Abraham and God of Isaac and God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. Amen. Praise God. So he's not the God of the dead. He's the God of the living. And they were known by their individual name. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, praise God. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Were they not a man called Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Amen. Praise God. They knew them because they were Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Amen. Look back at Matthew chapter 17. Remember the transfiguration on the mountain? When they went up on the mountain, praise God, apart, Peter, James, and John. And they recognized two men. Who were those two men? Moses and Elijah. Amen? And the Bible says in chapter 17, he said, let's just go back to one, look at it. He said, after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was as white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them who? Moses and Elijah, talking with him. Amen. Who were these two men? Moses and Elijah. It ain't a trick question. Amen. They were Moses and Elijah. What happened to Moses? The Bible said that God took Moses up in the mountain and Moses died and God buried him. What happened to Elijah? Elijah was taken up in a whirlwind, praise God, up out of here, praise the Lord, in front of Elisha. After he had done marvelous miracles for God. Now Moses is a type of the law and Elijah a type of the prophets, praise God. But the Bible says here that they was a resurrection power. They was a resurrection of life, praise God. They're not just some kind of something or some spoken something or some kind of spook, praise God. They look and they saw these men and they recognize them. Now listen, these men had done died. They've done taken out, praise God, before Peter, James, and John ever come along. But praise God, God said you'll be known as you're known. They were known as men of God. They were known as men of renown. And they looked at him and they see him and said, this is Moses and Elijah. I don't see nowhere where God says, the Lord in his radiance said, oh yeah, boys, this is Moses. I want to introduce you, this is Moses and Elijah. Never had to, praise God. They knew who they was. Why? Because that resurrection power. The power of resurrection, the power of life, praise God. Not only talks of the Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, not only talks about Peter, James, and John, but he also talks about heaven itself when he's talking to the Corinthians, amen, and the Thessalonians. In 1 Thessalonians chapter number 2, Paul's talking to the Thessalonians about his departing, amen, and he expects to recognize them in heaven. Amen. Several places Paul is talking to the Christians at that for Corinthians at Thessalonians, and he expects to recognize, expects to know them when they get to heaven. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 17. 2 and 17, the Bible says this. He said, but we, brethren, being taken from you for a short time in presence, not in heart, endeavor to more abundantly to see your face with great desire. He said, for wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindereth us. That's what he's in the process of doing now. He's wanting to hinder us. Satan don't like our progression for the Lord. Amen. If you're progressing, Lord, and God's touching you, he's filling your soul, he's feeding you from the throne of grace. Amen. Don't get discouraged if the devil tries to defeat you. Amen. That's what he does. That's when we just bow down, just praise God, just shut our eyes and say, Jesus, 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 and go on for the glory of God. Amen. Amen. He said, he goes on and says, verse 9, he said, for what is our hope, our joy, or crown of rejoicing? Now watch this. He said, are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? Amen. Paul said, listen, he said, I'm expecting to see the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I'm expecting you to see him too when he's coming. I'm expecting you to be there with me. I'm going to be in the presence of the Lord. You're going to be in the presence of the Lord. And we're just going to shout her out and give him glory.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. He said, because we're going to see, we're going to be. He said, I'm expecting you to be with me there in heaven. Amen. He was looking for it, praise God, but the power of the resurrection. We see the same situation in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians chapter number 1, verse 13, 14. He says, for we write none other things unto you than what ye read or acknowledge. And I trust you shall acknowledge even to the end. In other words, he said, you're going to stay in there and you ain't going to give up. You're just going to keep acknowledging God's good. He says, as also you have acknowledged us in part. But now watch what he says, that we are your rejoicing, even as ye also are ours in the day of the Lord Jesus. Amen. He said, when we're in the presence of the Lord, we're just going to be praising, giving God glory with you. Amen. Praise the Lord. When he comes and we get in his presence, we're still going to be just praising, giving God glory with you.
Amen.
That resurrection power, he said, we're expecting the power of God. amen, to bring us together, to pull us together. That's what we need today, church. We need the resurrected power of God to pull us together as families and homes and wives, mamas and daddies, brothers and sisters, amen, pulling us together in resurrection life. Amen, for the glory of God. We need that power on our life. Amen. We need that power, that resurrecting power. Paul had said that he had here. And he goes on here and talks about some different things, but praise God, we'll just move on because we don't have time to deal with all that. That's a different direction, but praise God, I'm glad God Almighty, Paul's talking about how God blessed him, how he seen him up in Macedonia, how he come back out, and how the churches are blessing him, amen, because he was doing the work of God, and the church was ministering to him. Remember in 1 Corinthians, he said, He said, don't forget the saints over in Jerusalem. He said, make sure you gather up for them, praise God. But not only did they gather up for him, but they gathered up for the man of God. They could send him on to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, old Paul was a tent maker, but praise God, the people took care of him, and they blessed him, and they encouraged him, and they pushed him, and they sent him off, praise God, to preach the gospel. Yeah. Amen. You know why God blesses this church so much? I got to thinking about that as you was loving on us Sunday, those special love offers, those special gifts. I thought the reason God blesses this church so much is because there's so much love here for each other. There's so much love here for your pastor. I thought, glory be to God, what a God we serve. What people we have that love each other. And praise God, just keep pressing on together, encouraging each other along the way. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. What a blessing it is to be a child of God. Amen. Amen. Praise God, that resurrection, right? New relationship, praise God. All the restrictions be taken away. The resurrection. Amen. The resurrection of believers. In other words, those that's raptured out of here. We talked about that the other day. I'm looking for the rapture. Amen. Ain't you? I'm looking for the church to be called out of here. Taken up, called up, snatched out, praise God, to go be with God. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he said, hey, listen, there'll be new relationships there. The new relationships we have. Hey, there's some things that'll not be there. There'll not be no prejudice in our relationship when we get to heaven. Okay. Amen. There'll not be no big U's and little I's. Amen. We'll all be saying, we'll all be praising God just to, amen, just as a big as we can because he deserves it all. Amen. Amen. There'll not be no prejudice in heaven. Amen. Glory. There'll not be no family cliques in heaven. Amen. Everybody's going to, that's why the Lord told him, he said, listen, he said, they're not going to be given marriage. He said, they're going to be like the angels praying. What's the angels doing? They're saying, glory, 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 hallelujah to God. Amen. Amen. That's what we'll be doing when we get to heaven. Amen. He's not going to be marrying and giving in marriage, but they're going to be praising God. They won't have time. Amen. Amen. Be worshiping the Lord. Amen. People here say, preacher, I would come to church. I would do this, but I ain't got time. Amen. You ain't got time now. You might not have time in heaven. Because you might not make it. Amen. We can't take time for God. We're too busy. Amen. 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 Everybody say amen. 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 We can't take time for God. We're too busy. Amen. But there won't be no prejudice in heaven. There won't be no family cliques in heaven. He told us about that. I just read in your hearing in Matthew 22. He said, they'll not be married. And he said, you do err not knowing the Scriptures. Said, you don't understand the word of God, amen. He said, when we get that resurrected body, get resurrected confidence, when we get those new relationships, amen, it won't be about you and satisfying you, praise God. It'll be about worshiping God. Amen. Amen. You know what? That's why Paul said, you know, some of them said they desired to stay single, not get married. He said, praise God, it's good if you can. He said, then you don't have to split your loyalties. Praise God, then you can just praise God and just give God all the glory, amen, all the time. Don't have to share it with nobody else. Give all your love to God. Amen. I tell you what, He'd love you back. Hey, you know, preacher, because you can't outgive Him. Amen, you can't outgive God. What we need to do is just focus all our love on Him, praise God. We need to do that anyway, because if we give God, if we show Him all our love and affection, praise God, He'll pour it back on us so much, praise God, and you won't be able to get over it. And He'll spread on you, and then that reciprocal effect will take place. Be reciprocating that love of God. Amen? But there'll be no prejudice. There'll be no family clique. There'll be no isolation over there. Amen? What do you need? I mean, over there, that we'll all be in one mind and one accord. Amen? They won't be things in heaven that we'll get that resurrected life. I mean, I'm talking about a life that's not of earth, praise God. They won't be nothing to pull us away. Amen. People say, well, I don't just, preacher, I had a fellow tell me a while back, I said, preacher, I just don't know if I just want to worship and praise God all the time. He said, seemed like that would get old. I said, well, let me, I said, fellow, let me enlighten you a minute. I said, if you realize that what Jesus Christ has done for you and that you have eternal life, that you're going to live forever in glory, there's nothing else, praise God, that'll even matter. And besides that, there'll be nothing else to, there'll be nothing there to distract you. Amen. The cares of this world will be gone. And you'll just be in perfect harmony with God. Can you imagine what it's like? Me and Mia's talking about this the other night. Can you imagine what it'd be like when Adam and Eve was walking in the garden in the cool of the day with God? Perfect environment. Amen. What no itchy, scratchy stuff. Amen. What nothing to bite you or harm you in all that place. Can you imagine? Amen. Praise God. It's going to be like that, but even better. Praise the Lord. But there'll be no isolation up there. We'll all be one mind, one accord. Anybody else, there won't be nobody off in the corner pouting because preacher said this or somebody said that. It won't happen. Amen. We'll all be together just praising, giving God glory because praise God. Look what He done for us. Look where He brought us to. Praise God. We'll be a shouting, giving praise. But there won't be none of that there. I'll tell you what, they will be there. There'll be a perfect glorification in heaven. We'll be giving God perfect glory. And we're giving Him praise and honor and all the glory for all He's done. Amen. I believe God will bring it back to our remembrance every time He blessed us, every time He loved on us, every time He encouraged, every time He run the Word of God across our heart, every time the Holy Ghost spoke to us. We'll be able to give Him perfect praise, perfect glory. Not only be perfect glorification, but there'll be perfect fellowship in heaven. Amen. I like good fellowship, don't you? Seems like when Baptist fellowship, we eat, Brother Bill. Amen. They said we're the fattest denomination. I don't know why. Maybe going to be some good fellowship in heaven. Amen. There will be. In resurrection, there's going to be perfect fellowship. Go along with that glorification. Not only will it be perfect fellowship, praise God, but there'll be perfect praise be given in heaven. Amen. Perfect praise. They won't be nothing, amen. It won't come out of our lips that God won't be satisfied with. Because He'll be satisfied. Me and you'll be there, praise God, perfect in that new body, praise God, and we'll be there just bubbling over with glorifying God, with no spot or blemish or any such thing. All God's going to be a looking upon is as good as me and you can be. Praise God's what He's going to say. So there'll be a perfect praise in heaven. Not only be a perfect praise, but there'll be a perfect peace. Amen. You ever wonder when peace is going to come? Where's our peace? It's in heaven. Amen. There's going to be perfect praise. There's going to be perfect peace when we get to heaven. But the last thing that's going to be in heaven, praise God, there's going to be perfect joy. Our joy is going to be full in heaven. The Bible says so. Our joy will be full. You say, well, preacher, what does that mean? That means we won't lack for nothing when it comes for joy and rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. We're just going to be able to praise Him and rejoice. What are you talking about? I'm talking about the resurrection power. Paul said, I want to be partakers of the resurrection power. Amen. That I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. I mean, that's what I want to know. What about you?